music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
And welcome. Welcome to the program, all out there in Radio Land. We're on the air today, a week from April Fool's Day. You probably wouldn't know it, though, would you? Huh? The 8th of April, 2017 A.D. Well, you know, in the book of Ezekiel,
Covenant prophet, Ezekiel 38, verse 3. God is speaking, and he says, and say this with the Lord God, behold, I am chief,
and I will turn their backs. I will turn their backs and put their hooks into the jaws, and I will bring them forth, and all things, all armies, and all of their horses, and all of their accoutrements, their horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company of them, large multitude, in other words, will with their bucklers and their shields, all of them handling swords, indeed, all of them upon my people Israel. And Ezekiel 38, verse 4 to 6, continuing from chapter 3, he makes it pretty clear that he's talking about this conglomeration of armies, the Mongolian armies, essentially. And this includes, but most particularly led by Rush or Russia. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a perfect place for me to begin today's program, getting into an understanding of what is happening to the world as we speak, in just an overnight event that I could foresee coming within the middle of this past week, when people awakened, those who went to bed early, awakened the next morning to find out there was this terrible event taking place against the people of Syria. And it was the launching of these 59 missiles that were sent in to this particularly remote area of Syria, where there were airstrips and hangars and planes supposedly carrying allegedly poison gas that were in fact being delivered to a civilian population. Well, all of that, of course, ties right in today to what we have been entreated to by the media, by the circusry of the media, and the administration of Donald Trump, and how it is being led by that very satanic force that we have been talking about since day one on this program, more particularly in the last few months since his enthronement to the White House. And that is the invisible hand, the tyranny that dwarfs all other tyranny. You heard it first on these programs the last several weeks now. Confessions of an agent of the synagogue of Satan who spoke out of class. He spoke the truth, and he paid for it with his life. Friends, it's an invisible hand, an enemy within, and it's in all the nations of the world. North Korea, to South America, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Iceland, it matters not. It is the hand of the seed line of Cain and its children, as well as its cousins and its kinsmen. So we understand what this war is all about today. It is not a war of geopolitics merely. We are being entreated to a war of spiritual and seed line dimensions. So let's just keep that in mind. The book of Ezekiel, the book of Daniel, both speak about a war to come against the people of Israel, America. And we will see at that point what exactly what God will do with them. When they come into this land and this government, under the occupation of their Homeland Security Department and Mongolian foreign asset troops, there's going to be some real butt kicking, and there's going to be some fire as well. So just bear that in mind, read it for yourself, look it up, and then you can contemplate what we're talking about today. Right now, I want to bring up Art again from Philly, because next week, of course, he'll be away. And so Dr. K may be chiming in. If not today, he'll be coming in next week, I believe, because he has posted once again on nodisinfo.com some very relevant articles to what we're speaking about. Not just these gas attack issues, but Stockholm, Sweden, and other false flag, the London bridge bombings and the car bombings and all kinds of terror incidents and you name it, they're talked about. Very excellent articles by Dr. K on nodisinfo.com as of yesterday and today. So right now, let me bring him up. We have Art in Philly on the line. Hello, Art. Welcome back.
Hello, Rick. And thank you for taking my call on this very interesting day, which will become a very taxing day by the end of next week, along with Easter. There's a lot to talk about.
And, well, I know you've been very active with your own personal business issues and so forth. But in the meantime, in this past week, we've both had some time to actually discuss, through emails and so forth, or exchange ideas on what has been happening. We're going to play some clips in just a few moments from the media, and I think one of them is relevant. It comes right from CNN. The other one will be one of our friends who has a certainly a channel on YouTube that deals with news from Israel, as he calls it. And he has something very interesting to say about this latest event in Syria, which presaged Mr. Trump's bold understanding and conversion to the America last, the one world beast system first philosophy. So we'll get to that in just a few moments. But your perceptions on the hidden hand, the invisible hand behind the scenes, what has been going on in this past week? It wasn't just Syria, obviously. It looks as if there are some other table shifting, chair shifting on the deck that has been taking place for a while now within this administration, involving the Kushners, involving the Cohens and the Schwartzmans and so forth. So I thought I'd just ask you, this whole week has been a head spinner. What do you think?
Well, I think it's become another neocon government is what it looks like. And look who's the head of his chairman of his business council, Schwartzman. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the creature Jekyll Island with Kuno Loeb, Jacob Schiff, which Kuno Loeb became Lehman Brothers. And that went out of, you know, Kuno Loeb went out of business, Lehman went out of business, and then basically the executive management started up the Blackstone Group, of which Steven Schwartzman is part of it. And also Jacob Schiff was the founder of the Anti-Defamation League. Mm-hmm. And the National Association of Colored People. The same program I ran into in Abington, Pennsylvania, the No Place for Hate program run by the gangsters, the Mikbah, or as I would call it, the Kosher Nostra. And lo and behold, Steven Schwartzman funds the high school there. It's the Schwartzman High School Stadium. So how interesting that here they're starting this No Place for Hate program sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League and extended it to Penn State University through Graham Spanier, and we saw the Jerry Sandusky scandal, and the same banking institution that founded the Anti-Defamation League is actually now running the business council for Mr. Trump. What an interesting coincidence. That's what I got to say. So on a local thing. Another local thing happening here is the Philadelphia District Attorney, Seth Williams, is in hot water over taking campaign donations. They basically suspended his law license while he's the DA of the city of Philadelphia. And he's being sued now by basically Lynn Abraham and Richard Sprague.
Oh. You know,
yeah, of all the people in the world, Richard Sprague, the inventor of the single bullet theory, along with Arlen Specter, on behalf of, you know, LBJ, saying we got to set up the Warren Commission, okay, put in the power, you know, recommended by Mr. Senator Richard Schweiker, who was basically close friends with none other than Walter Annenberg, whose father was the founders of the National Crime Syndicate, Moses Annenberg, right there with Capone in Atlantic City. And then Lynn Abraham, an executive director of the Anti-Defamation League. Okay, mm-hmm. Another yep. supporter we have here, our current Attorney General for the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, another ardent supporter of Zionism and the hate laws. Uh-huh. So a lot's going on here. So it's really interesting to see what's going on. Also, I ran into...
You know, as you say, Philadelphia is one of the hubs of this whole right. country, but particularly of the East Coast Mafia. We have it right here in New England with Boston. You have it certainly in Florida. And you have it throughout the whole East Coast, of the United States, as well as the rest of the nation. When years ago, I remember there was a movement in the Midwest of the United States. Many of you probably will remember this. There was a movement against the farmers, and a bunch of farmers were starting to get a little bit nervous, a little bit conscious of and restless about what they perceived to be a Cosa Nostra taking over the business of the farming industry of America. Of course, they didn't know that, little did they know, under the Roosevelt and Eisenhower administrations, the first communist cells in America were in fact found in the agriculture department. But be that as it may, they found out that these people who were causing their financial hardships and putting them out of business just happened to be, not Syrian or Lebanese or Arabic or anything else, but they happened to be a part of this, delicately is called the Zionist Mafia. And at that point in time, they were making headlines in the bought and paid for media. And immediately there was a groundswell of opinion coming from all of the media, from the New York Times, the LA Times, and everything in between, denouncing these farmers as anti-Semites and crackpots and conspiracy theorists, and that they were just totally off base. And I remember in the local paper, one of the Jewish columnists here, M. Charles Baxter, was writing about them. It just happened to signal across the bow, you know, that this was the thing to nip in the bud, so to speak, Art. It was a nipping in the bud. And, you know, it worked, of course. I knew it would work because they basically silenced these people. They basically shut them out and shut them up. And that was the whole point, is that whenever there is an awareness in this nation, this land that we call Israel, Bible Israel today, where the 10 lost tribes are, where America has settled, you know, as the land that is a land of new nations, new tongues, the new Jerusalem, there is always that synagogue of Satan to come out of the woodwork and begin to get a little bit nervous when the little folk start to wake up and start suspecting something very sinister now. And what happened was basically they put that whole movement under wraps, and that was done in the media, of course. So now, is it any surprise today that Trump, when he is being pushed in the media right from the get-go as being a suspicious, maybe even closet anti-Semite, that all of these incidents took place, these synagogues and bombings and threats of bombings and so forth, that too was enough to silence any criticism of Judaism, Zionism, Talmudism, and so forth? And yet, at the end of the tunnel, there is a little bit of light, at least we think, in that an arrest was made by one of the tribe for perpetrating these threats and hoaxes and perhaps others to come. Now, all of that does indeed indicate, as you've been saying, that the movement in your neck of the woods and my neck of the woods has become spotlighted to the point now where, because of the internet and cyberspace, people can, with jet lightning speed, reach the other side of the country, the other side of the world, and raise their consciousness level and their racial consciousness level as well. So all of this is most threatening now. So guess what happens? We got the boogeyman now, cyber terror. We got the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda, homegrown terrorists, right-wing extremists, the sovereign citizen movement. Isn't that just coincidental?
Right, and it's by the Zionist organizations such as Brandeis, which is going throughout the universities trying to sue everybody up the wazoo. It's Hillel, the same thing, set up by the Brafman Syndicate. It's the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, all throughout the universities of this country, making sure that they keep silence on anything that opposes Zionism. So I was also going to bring up some issues, tying some knots together about, you know, we're all going to have to be paying, at least I am, going to have to be paying taxes to the Infernal Revenue Service. And wanted to, first of all, note that I saw Netanyahu when he dedicated the Holocaust Center in Philadelphia, right at Independence Mall, and he says there was three. We started three organizations here back in 1913, right in Philadelphia. We set up the Internal Revenue Service, the Federal Reserve Bank, and B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League. Okay.
Yes.
And we just talked about, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank and its direct connections to the Blackstone Group. Now, with respect to who got all the contracts? Who's actually, if you were looking at IRS.gov, doing business with the government, with the IRS, who gets all the IT services contracts? Accenture, okay? The same criminals from Arthur Anderson. And I was going to bring up some details to show how that's evolved so people can see the cause and effect. So what I have, this is actually in my No Place for Corruption.com on the PDF file there. It's in section, starts in 22.6. Just quickly summarize it. What happened is the TSA was set up. They appointed Tom Ridge there, who his power broker was Herbie Barnes, who was the guy who worked very closely with Walter Annenberg, the power broker for Richard Senator Specter,
to
cover up the JFK. Yeah, to cover up the JFK assassination. Okay, they worked very closely with the CIA through Cord Meyer, and that's how that came about. Now, another power broker of Tom Ridge was convicted felon Robert Asher when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out on TV. He was a convicted felon on that.
Yep, yep.
So he gets in there, and he's addressed saying, what can you do about the immigration issues? And Tom Ridge says, I can't do anything about it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then what we see is they say, all right, we got this new division set up, you know, by the Bush, President Bush Jr. at that point. And they award a $10 billion contract what they call the U.S. Visa Program out of the Department of Homeland Security, which is 25% of their original budget, to Accenture, Arthur Anderson Consulting. Okay, so anytime you go through the airports and they screen you all that, they're going through a computer system, the U.S. Visa Program, and these boys are the ones who got all the deals. Okay, who else was in the Department of Homeland Security? None other than Janet Napolitano, okay?
Yes.
Who was the former governor of Arizona,
right.
Who was unable to protect the borders. Okay, now what is she doing right now? She's basically over there at the University of California, San Francisco, saying, "Hey, I got to replace all these IT workers here and give it all to Indians overseas."
Right.
Right,
yep.
And I think I told you before about all the Indians getting involved with kickbacks. So it must be pretty much disappointment that the Politano is now down, reduce outsourcing 100 American jobs for kickbacks and offshore accounts compared to having control of the Homeland Security contract and the government of Arizona. But you know, they do all these transactions outside of the country, so you don't see what's really going on.
Exactly, and you'll never read about it either in any of the so-called mainstream press, unless it's just incidental. One thing that is, of course, making news nowadays is the real estate foreclosures and the abandonment of malls, retail establishments across the United States. And we got a break, so we'll come back to that, and we'll touch on also foreign policy adventurism this week. And then Dr. K is going to call in the second hour as well. Stay tuned for more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, folks, we are back with Art from Philly right now, and we're talking about mainly, again, the Cosa Nostra mob and how it directly impacts on us today with this seated administration in Washington, particularly now on the domestic financial end. But, you know, Art, a moment ago I was just referring to instead of all of the H-1B visas and the workers and so forth, the outsourcing that's going on constantly and has not really abated. We're looking at all of these closings, major store closings in America, which I was talking about, as you know, we were talking about it here last year, and we were foreseeing what would happen and how this economic issue is dovetailing perfectly with the international military rise when all of the four hidden dynasties of the scriptures are now coming out into the open, as I see it. And, you know, you look at major stores like Payless, you know, closing. My God, filing for bankruptcy protection. They're closing Chapter 11 filing. Well, how many facilities? Like 1,000 stores or something like that. Then we have the other industries and retail merchants and malls across America that are going to be laying off tens of thousands of employees in these major department stores. It is just unbelievable, you know. And Payless is one of the big ones. But you look at what's happened at Macy's. You look at these Lord and Taylor stores, and you know, all of these retail merchants at these so-called high-end malls. They're in big financial trouble, and that is just a barometer, is what I'm saying. of what is the real economy, not the spoon-fed fiscal, you know, Wall Street propaganda economy. Okay? Go ahead.
Right. I'd like to make some comments to that effect.
Sure.
First of all, realize that Stephen Schwarzman in the Blackstone Group, one of the ways they got rich was buying up all the foreclosed real estate in states like Arizona when we had the mortgage foreclosures. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with these malls going out, I'll bet you he's going to basically do the same thing, since he already has done it with residential real estate, and buy up these malls for like 10 cents, pennies on a dollar. So I see that coming, especially since he's basically the chief of financial advisor, business council advisor to Donald Trump. Now, Trump has changed the tax laws that if a company sells goods and services that came from outside this country, they don't no longer get a tax write-off. So when you do tax returns, you get cost of goods and services. And so if you were like a Walmart and 50% of your goods and services came from outside the country, you don't get a tax write-off for the cost of the goods and services. No taxes. So you look at that 50%, and that's added to your tax return as income, and then that bumps up the rate from like 2 to 3%, you know, all the way up to 50% that of their income. They have to pay taxes on it, which will be like roughly, you know, 20% plus tax rate on these retail outlets. So it's going to get worse for them. All right?
Yep.
Now, so that's what I see coming there. The other thing is no one's talking about is it's nice that Amazon is doing so well by importing everything out of this country. So in that respect, they'll get hit equally. But, you know, they're going to not be impacted as much because they don't have all this infrastructure investing in American people, American communities, and jobs. They just got some warehouses there to ship all the goods and services. So we see, again, the hand of the people who are tied into the Zionist agenda really doing well over this. Yeah, they'll get impacted, like Amazon will be impacted, but nowhere near as severely as the basically the stores that we see in our communities. They're going to get devastated by this.
Well, that's just it. The impact, of course, large city malls.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the iCanGetTo site. Thank you.
pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, in case you missed anything, there's a reason for it. Apparently, we have a hardware problem going on at RBN with the systems, our computer system. So, if you missed any words and you think you're going to email me later all day and night and say that there's a conspiracy or somebody is trying to cut you out today when we really haven't said too much yet. You needn't bother. I do get a lot of emails from a lot of people, and so the archives will be affected by that as well. And if you hear the replay and there's some parts missing, you will know, if you're hearing me now, that is, that there are some breakaways and breakups in the audio. In any event, Art and I were talking about the horrible state of the American economy and the retail marketing, the malls, the strip malls, the little malls, the little businessmen. They're hurting, they're suffering, Art. And as I said, the tax man doesn't hear that. They just want more money regardless, right?
Right. So let's play it out a little bit further. So what happens is the malls go under, and they sell for like 10 cents on the dollar. The new owner just then says, hey, it's worth a lot less. I want my taxes to be a lot lower. And by the way, you know, to sell all these cheap imports and everything, we flooded your community with immigration, you know, from Mexico, from India, on down to Asia. And so we got to pay more for the schools for these people, plus the illegals. And since the businesses in your community couldn't pay for it, we got to raise your property taxes. And also it gets better yet, since the federal government's trying to basically take care of their debt in the new Bush, in the new Trump budget, what they want to do is...
I like the way you slip Bush. Yeah, okay. Right. It's the same difference. The
new Trump budget, they're going to take away the tax write-offs for paying taxes and interest on homes. So the homeowners are going to get hit twice. Not right. only for paying for the cost of the increased cost of taxes for the businesses going out, but also to pay the new income that's going to be generated to the federal government because they're taking away all your tax write-offs.
So why don't the cities and towns and states and the government then just take everybody's property and pay the bill themselves? Let the politicians pay. Let these fat cat, the bureaucrats pay, since we're not going to be able to afford it anymore anyway, right? Since we're not going to be able to live on what we thought was our American dream, our American property, why not just take it over? And then the Keynites can just own it all.
Well, that's if you look in a place for corruption as one place, as a resource, they talk about, you know, the planks of communism. And one of the things is basically destroy personal personal property ownership. So they're working on it. Give them more time. They just haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, yeah. But don't forget, George Herbert Walker Bush said communism is dead worldwide, he said.
Well, change the term communism to Zionism, and it's just the direct opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. And economically, we're in a heap of hurt, as some people are known to say. And I would say that we get it coming from all directions. You know, this is why I get into the scriptures so much, because this nation is being totally destroyed from within and without. And who's the destroyer? Well, Satan and his children. That's his name, the destroyer, one of them. And that's what his children are going to do, destroy everything in their path. They're going to be the locust army spoken of in the scriptures. And particularly when we see that period begin, when everything is stripped bare, the cupboards are stripped bare, like in the book of Joel, then I think you will find that to be the case. People will be looking for a rescuer. They'll be looking for a savior. And guess who's going to be that savior when that day comes? Huh? Boy, I'm telling you. I mean, all of the amazing things that are taking place now. You can lie yourself into a missile strike, Art. You can wage a war without permission, without authority, without Congress, without any authorization. Do as you will. You can lie about it. You can sob for children while at the same time you're killing children in the same land, you know, in order to make your point. You're subsidizing the killing of children in Palestine. You're paying them and you're giving them the weaponry. And you can get on TV, make an ass of yourself, and guess what? The people will applaud. Why? Because the media, which they control, will reinforce that image of a good cowboy, you know, an old Ronald Reagan, John Wayne movie come back again. We need that resurgency of Reaganism, the old tough guy with the shotgun in the saddle. And isn't that what America has been going through now all of these decades following the post-World War II era, when we were on the defensive and fighting these brush fire wars, and Vietnam was an unpopular war because they made it unpopular, because it was supposed to be fighting communism. Now we've got this popularity again, this new surgency, this resurgence of patriotism and honor. Or is it patriotism? Is it real Americanism, or is it empirism? Is it imperialism? You know, these are the questions that are too far above the heads of most people today, Art, I think. Our listeners, of course, are different. They're totally above that crust. But when I survey the great masses, I don't find much thinking left at all. I don't really find much cerebral matter whatsoever, you know, flowing. And I hate to put them down, but I got to tell the truth. You know, that's the way I perceive them now. And they're prey for any hoax that comes down. And Trump doesn't believe his own stupid lies and statements when he gets on and pompously talks about humanitarianism and freedom, or Theresa May or any of the others. They know it's a hoax. They've known that all of their lives. That's why they're in politics. So, you know, the important thing is, do the people understand? And if they don't, then they're going to lose it all. You know, Rome was just totally destroyed. All we see are the relics of Rome today. And that is where, you know, these nations are headed today.
Right. Yeah, it's like our media is like the gladiator fights that happened in Rome. And, you know, it's just like Nero is playing a fiddle as he's burning the rest of Rome down to build his little government institutions there, and he can't even afford to pay the soldiers on the border of the country, and as a result, the thing collapsed from inside due to the corruption.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so when it starts collapsing is when you can see that they can no longer basically pay for defending the borders. And at the same time, you start seeing hyperinflation. And like any other empire, you also then see them replacing the nation's soldiers with foreign soldiers, mercenaries.
Yeah,
so
good
we haven't
point.
Gotten to that. Yeah, so we are evolving in that direction. We haven't evolved to it as of yet, but we're going down that path unless something's done to turn it around. And that's why I'm talking with you, and I believe why you're talking too, is to help bring an awareness to it that we do need to turn this around. And the concept of personal responsibility and get off this welfare state wherever possible. Now,
well, that's true. Yeah, go ahead. Next point. Yep.
next point is with respect to the economy. The biggest thing that's going to hit everybody is the pensions. Okay, the money's not there, and it's not going to be there. Okay, so you know, the reality is that at every level that people have these pensions, you got to realize you're going to take a haircut. So security, everything, you know, government pensions, and it's going to be significant, 20%, maybe even 50%. If you think what happened in Detroit isn't going to happen to your pensions in your community, you got to be kidding yourself. So that's going to be a major impact, and how that's going to play out in Wall Street and in upcoming futures is going to be real interesting. So,
I would agree with all of that. I would agree with you. The bubble, the financial bubble, the pension bubble is definitely at the bursting point worldwide. Now, that's the key. Not just America, but we're all basically on this fiat system. And the only countries that are not are the countries on that that list of Islamic terrorists and so forth, essentially. That's what's happening. It's pretty clear to understand the Rothschild regime right here and how it's orchestrated worldwide and the brainwashing that follows. But another aspect of this, even beyond the pensions, is what Miss Yellen is doing now and what she has concocted for us with regard to these interest rate increases. What about that, Art? What do you have to say about that?
Well, to finance the economy, when we went down, she basically had the Federal Reserve Bank take on bonds to the tune of roughly, I guess, close to the range of $6 trillion. Okay, and as a result of that, she's raising the interest rate so they can sell off the bonds and put the debt back onto other people. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happens when they raise the interest rate, they package it into other types of financial instruments, other types of bonds, gets off the books of the Federal Reserve Bank and puts it into Wall Street, and then all these people who are buying the pensions think that they're secure, and they just got basically a hot potato like buying an investment instrument from Bernie Madoff. So that's what I think is going to happen. All it's going to create is an impact to Wall Street, and it's going to create hyperinflation, because what are they doing? They're putting more dollars out there. And they're not making any more goods and services. And I just saw one thing that's interesting. Talked to somebody about the real estate situation in Silicon Valley, where just to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath house, you're talking about $2.5 million. And, you know, they have over 11% tax on wages out there. So you add all that up, just to get anybody, just a middle-class worker to work in Silicon Valley now, you're going to have to pay them at least $300,000 a year, okay, just to be able to make it. So all these companies, think about this, all these companies in Silicon Valley wanted all this cheap labor, H-1B visa, and now the impact is that you've got all these investors coming in from Asia, mostly China, and they're buying up the real estate, basically pricing everybody out. So now what happens? Mm-hmm. You got cheap labor, but now you don't have any labor because nobody can afford to live there because you created hyperinflation because you basically pushed the dollars out of the country. Now they come back in and destroy the financial integrity of your community.
Such a deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For somebody.
Like, don't ask what, you know, so if you look there, you know, don't ask what, you know, you got what you wanted, you know Google, Facebook, Microsoft, all those companies, they all got what they wanted. Now, guess what? You can't afford to run your business there anymore.
Yeah, that's good. And you know, it does have that downside. You know, God has a sense of humor. You know, whatever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. You know, the boomerang effect economically is pretty evident to me. All these media companies now, you know, just as it has the little guys like us here, you know? I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I really feel sorry for Mitt Romney owning Clear Channel since he bought it off the Annenberg Walter Annenberg and the rest of the Chicago syndicate gangsters. I really have sympathy for him. But don't worry.
I take that back. I share your pain.
He did invest well into, for instance, ManorCare, which is the nursing homes for the elder people. So he'll do well milking the elder people and everybody else to pay for elder care. So don't feel too sorry for Mitt Romney. You know, he'll still do well.
You know, they're talking about him running for Senate again now, and, you know, that's a scary thought. It's bad enough as former governor of Massachusetts and what he represented there, and as a presidential candidate. And, you know, look at these guys like him, McCain, all of the big talkity-talk, muckety-mucks, you know, Lindsey Graham we talked about last week, all compromised people they're given respectability by the media. You notice how the difference is between somebody who stands up, like one of the congressmen who was just on CNN from Florida. He was actually questioning this Trump, you know, attack, the assault on the Syrian air base, and actually was almost just cut short, in the interview, because you're not supposed to do that. And then the respectability given to Mad Dog Mattis and people like McMasters, the new security advisor, and all of the, it's just amusing. I remember when AP was doing a story, they didn't even refer to him as Mad Dog Secretary James Mattis. They used his nickname, Jimmy Mattis. I mean, where do you see things like that? Like, hey, he's one of the club, you know? He's a buddy. He's our friend. I mean, the media make it obvious as to who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. You can always take the opposite of what they project, pretty much.
Well,
you know?
In that respect, realize CNN was actually identified by Trump as fake news, and CNN was actually identified as being part of the Brothman Syndicate, which is part of the Chicago outfit, and that was actually written up in the American Free Press when they talked about the article of the king is dead when Edgar Brothman Sr. died. They talked about his assets, such as Quaker Oats, you know, as an example. And that's where we can make an impact for people. Like, it is working in Target. Target pushed it too far.
Yeah, I got that email from you, too. Very fascinating. Tell us about Target now again.
Well, Target basically, as a result, they're still standing with their position. They have been forced, because of all the customers protesting, to build individual bathrooms throughout every store in the country. But they said, we're still going to support diversity. Okay, to me, diversity is basically, hey, we're going to create reverse discrimination and discriminate against people. So, you know, they're not being inclusive. They're just being more exclusive, pushing, you know, one side against the other. So I see Target is basically still going down. I hope we keep the boycotts going. And when we can see them go out of business, fade away, they'll get the message. That's the only way they're going to learn from us, is not to buy from them. Okay?
It's blowback, huh? Blowback time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's why you say and I say, we all say here, whatever little freedom we have left, and we still have some, and we have some time here, put your money where your mouth is. Keep it in your wallet, under your bed, wherever you have it, buried in the safe, but take it out of the financial institutions and just leave enough to pay your bills. But, you know, don't patronize any of them and tell them why. That's the important point, is you do really have a lot of clout with your wallet, collectively. Of course you do.
Right. And so the other thing is, better yet, when you do buy something, invest in the local businesses in your community, because they're the ones that are going to create the jobs for your families, your kids, and also pay the taxes. These big complexes are just not going to take care of the infrastructure. When they come in there, you know, Walmart, whatever, Home Depot, what happens is they're extracting the economic assets out of the community, not putting it back in there.
Mm-hmm. And you can extract it from them. You're right, Art. Okay. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. We will come back with Art in just a few.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, we're back, folks. Rick Adams and Art from Philly. We're together this weekend. Next weekend, Art will be away, and we will continue with, God willing, with our programs here. But this subject is something that's almost untalkable on most of the mainstream media talk shows today. They're pretending it doesn't exist, you know, Art, and they're pretending that this war against America, through her economy, through her freedoms, economically and financially speaking, just is something we can put off into the future, that it's totally irrelevant from what's going on around the world, and it is not. And a good example, of course, is the fact that, as some people have observed, you know, these Tomahawk missiles and these cruise missiles that are being, manufactured on a daily basis and employed in these so-called hotspots across the globe are indeed not even paid for. They're not paid for at all. What do I mean by that? Well, the debt structure of the Pentagon and the borrowed money that we are still borrowing on a monthly, yearly basis, another $56 or $60 billion in this budget, is just that. It's money that is owed to the Cosa Nostra Mafia banks. So we're not even raising the revenue to pay the bill to wage war. Meanwhile, people are losing their 401ks. They're losing a fortune on Wall Street. They're losing a fortune in their real estate values, their homes. The values have gone down. The taxes have gone up, and they're being built. They're being reduced to the size of an amoeba. So it is relevant. What is happening overseas is, as you pointed out, Art, a few minutes ago, exactly what happened in the Roman Empire before the collapse, and it's the same replica. over and over again. How can you continue to pretend that you're waging a war for freedom when you don't even have the freedom to own your own property anymore? I've never understood that.
Right. And the way it'll collapse is real simple. Is they're overextending themselves, as they always do. And what happens is the way they're controlling the situation is they're paying off the politicians. And by using the politicians, they're able to extract more money from the people. Eventually, that funnel of money extracted from the people collapses. And when that collapses, they lose support of the politicians that they had on their pockets. And that's when you see changes. The question is, how can we make those changes come about before they wreck the entire country? And we can do that individually every day. First of all, why are we working for these big corporations? We should be learning to become self-employed and financially independent of them. That's how this country got strong, that you would basically invest in your community. You would wherever you live, you would create jobs, you would hire people, and you would basically create economic growth there. Okay? And what these guys have done is using the Federal Reserve Bank is they've used mergers and acquisitions to take over just about every financial activity that people do every day. And what you have to do is become aware of it and start changing that cycle and taking every penny you can away from them and using it also to find ways to sabotage them, because that's what they did to you. Mm-hmm. So give it back to them. You know, turnaround's fair play in that respect. And that's how I look at the world now. I do things every day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, God bless you for that, Art. You do a wonderful job, and I hope you have a good week off next week. And we will look forward to seeing you and hearing you again next time. God willing, you stay well, all righty?
You too. Wish everyone a blessed Easter. Have a good day,
Thank all. Thank you, bye. Art. Okay. Hey, we'll be back, folks, in hour number two with those clips, if we can, at least one or two, what's going on in the world today. And Dr. K may call in. So you stay with us. Hour number two of our program coming up.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.